Right now on VFN TV, we're going to be talking about the emerging economy. You know, things have shifted and they're shifting right now and people can't even measure it. We're going to talk about it right now on this program. 53 million Americans have shifted into it. We're going to be talking about freelancing, and we're also going to be talking about $1.2 trillion of the economy they can't find, and how people are looking to work together in social offices. We're moving from the me to the we type generation. And we're going to listen also and understand Roy Williams and talking about the pendulum theory and how we are in the we generation, and to be able to do business well and ministry well, we have to understand which one we're in right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me, of course, is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, don't you just love this program?
Yes.
We love meeting with you and talking with you and our community and building relationship. Like I said, always, we love to hear from you. You know, you see how to talk to us below, call us, write to us. We want to hear. It's us together walking. It's like a tribe. It's like the VFNKB tribe. You know, and God does all these, God has different rivers, different streams, different tribes. And it's like, you got to get connected to your tribe. And think about this. We talk about the seven mountain strategy, right? We talk about VFNKB, kingdom businesses, kingdom coming. And one specific one is the business mountain, the economy, economics. And John, the economy is shifting. And a lot of people don't know it, but the young people know it. The young generation, they know it. They're excited about it. They're trying to figure out a way to be able to do it. But all America is about to be doing, at least 50% by 2020, they're saying, but 53 million people are doing this. What is it? It's called freelancing. They're doing their regular job, but they're freelancing on the side. And some reports are they're making twice the average salary.
That's amazing.
By being able to do that. Let's listen right now. This is Fox News talking about what's happening in our economy.
Tonight, a look at a segment of the workforce that seldom gets much attention but has a big impact. Deirdre Bolton of Fox Business Network reports on freelancers.
Every month, the Department of Labor releases jobs data. As of 2017, the unemployment rate is holding steady at a 17-year low of 4.1%. American employers hired more people than they fired, extending the longest ever stretch of job growth on record. In these statistics, there is one big group hiding in plain sight: freelancers. The government has difficulty in counting exactly how many flexible workers participate in the U.S. economy, because with their entrepreneurial spirit, some also have full-time jobs or part-time jobs, it makes them difficult to categorize. Where government figures are cloudy, private companies make them clear.
The workforce has become really flexible. More and more employees out there want to be working freelance. Right now, estimates are about 53 million Americans are working freelance right now. That's 34% of the American workforce. And projections are that half of all Americans could be working freelance by the end of the decade.
Another private study conducted by Edelman Intelligence shows that the freelance American workforce is contributing $1.4 trillion to the U.S. economy, an increase of almost 30% since last year. Companies such as WeWork have built an entire business model catering to the freelance economy. The third largest startup in the U.S. has a valuation of $20 billion. It rents office space on demand. Entrepreneurial workers can rent space for $45 a month. Workers have furniture, snacks, a fridge, a coffee machine, and a sense of community that some freelance workers occasionally want. In-demand freelance skills such as computer programming or language translation can make at least double the national average salary of $50,000 a year, but they must also save for their own retirement and pay for their own health care benefits. Most readily accept these risks.
Working for another company, especially in this economy, is even more risky because you're dispensable. They can get rid of you whenever they want. When you're an entrepreneur, you create your own destiny.
What is clear? The concept of stability is being redefined.
What is really clear? The concept of stability is being redefined. And we've been talking about that. This is so important. It's shifting. It's not go get a four-year degree and you're going to learn everything you need to do to be able to work at Chrysler for the next 45 years or something.
Those days are over. Because you work for the watch, right?
But by the fact that you actually begin a four-year degree, I believe by your second year, everything has changed by your second year.
That's right.
This is going to be, you have to be constantly in the learning curve. But it's exciting. It's a new way that's happening. People always, you know, have difficulty and move shifting into the new way of doing things. But understand this, that you got to shift. If you don't shift, then you don't eat, you don't function, you're not making money.
Multiple streams of income.
Yes.
You're more in control and you're charting your destiny instead of waiting, like the guy said. You don't know if that company's going to be around or if you're going to be around.
And he's talking about 53 million people right now in America. Workers work freelance, or you may call it gigging. A lot of people say, I'm doing this gig and doing that gig. You know, Fiverr has gigs. All these people have gigs, you know. It used to be just gigs with some a singer would do.
Yeah.
But now people are doing gigs everywhere. Well, that's freelancing what they're talking about. What's 34% of the American workforce is what he's saying. But how does this, you know, you're working out of your house, you're working out of a small office somewhere, and you're doing some major things because of technology. But people get tired of that. And as a matter of fact, WeWork is an organization worth billions of dollars now because they understood this shift and they're moving. And the fact that it's worth $20 billion, I believe, John, they'll talk about it. It's called WeWork, and you heard a little bit of it mentioned right there, but watch what happens. All these people that you're gonna see at WeWork, they're all individuals working for themselves, but yet they're coming together in community. And we'll be talking about the We Generation in a little bit on this program, so understand that's what we're talking about. The We Generation wants to work together, but yet they want to be in a way to run after their own dreams and what's taking place. But take a look at, this is called WeWork, and look at the new concept. This is the new emerging economy and what it looks like. Take a look.
I think it's really hard when you're starting out to follow your dreams. I think it's really, really hard. We started in our living room, essentially. And I think what's appealing about WeWork for us as a company is that it makes your life extremely easy.
The first day of building a business is a big day because that's the day when the full dreams come into play. But then the second day, reality kicks in. Where's my office? Who's my internet provider? How am I gonna pay for electricity? Where am I gonna get sales from? At WeWork, we really strive to help you as much as we can. Focus on doing what you love. Create your life's work and let us take care of the rest.
When we first started out at WeWork, we were 10 people crammed into a teeny office, and now we're 30 people spread out across two beautiful offices. Then on top of that, you have all of the common shared space, right? So you have kitchens and booths and phone booths and conference rooms, and a big part of the team has really taken advantage of the fact that it's such a community. The ecosystem has provided a really great place for our team to grow.
We're a community company. We're a company that is looking to create opportunities for people to connect. That happens in our physical spaces. The vibe that we create, the energy that our members create, is something that you feel when you walk in. When we see our members inside of this environment, we're inspired to help them. It's all in service to this bigger picture of how do we make people happy? How do we get people to be engaged with their life?
WeWork is the office space of tomorrow. The future is about light, innovation, creativity. It's going from me to we. We give you space that will inspire you, uplift you, and help you innovate the products of tomorrow.
This is the workplace of tomorrow. This is where it's going. You're looking at probably millions of dollars that are being moved in this $20 billion industry there that's taking place. And that one company is valued at that. But I want to say this, you know, that maybe you've been struggling with it. Maybe you feel odd because you've been freelancing. You're thinking, I need to go do something regular, but you're making possibly twice as much as you'd be working. And they talk about this. They say, you know, well, you'll have to buy your own health insurance. And it's like, am I not intelligent enough to actually?
Hello. Write the check.
Yeah, write the check. You know?
Write the check.
Every business owner's got to do that. Don't think, you know, that you know.
Well, that's the whole thing, going from being a mindset of being dependent and waiting. Yes. I need those benefits. I need those benefits, as opposed to entrepreneurial.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, when you are a supervisor, when you own your own business, you're a freelancer like this, when God tells you to do something, you're able to move quickly. Mm. But if you're sitting, and it's not a problem at all, you know, wherever you're working, God's going to bless you in that particular mountain, but you're going to have to listen to what they're saying about what you need to do. That's
follow
the reason
their vision. That's why they're paying you.
And you need to do that. You need to support them in their vision. So understand, so very, very important. So we want to hear from you. You know, comment below, talk to us, call us, email us, let us know. You know, this is a community. We're moving from me to we. The VFNKB tribe, we're moving together as one. And specifically,
let us know about your gigging. What are you doing to freelance and how you things that you've learned and what you can share, because we're all learning together.
Yeah, and you might have a place that some of the tribe, which is all around the world, won't be able to come and hang out and do their business there. Maybe you have your own channel. Maybe you have your own virtual business. Maybe you have your own so many different types of businesses. And that's what we do at VFNKB, is to empower you and encourage you to be able to do it and give you wisdom and ideas. So make sure you connect. Go to VFNKB.com and sign up for one of the upcoming webinars. We have so many things available to help empower you, because we're moving from me to we. And as a matter of fact, when we get back for this break, we're going to hear from Roy Williams. He's talking about his own book. He's talking about his own book. It's called The Pendulum, The Pendulum Theory. And it's literally, for the last 3,000 years, it's been like this. You go from the we generation to the me generation. The we generation, right now, we're in the we generation. And if we don't understand that, we can't do business with the folks. We can't minister to folks, because we're missing them by a mile. But you're going to find out what you need to know on the next, after this break, on this program, after this break. Come join us. The Pendulum Theory.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now, with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us, and in addition, in SoundCloud as well, you can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking about and hearing from Roy Williams in the pendulum theory. But I want to explain a little couple things here first in the pendulum theories. He's talking about it. Imagine this pendulum is just swinging back and forth, right? Well, this actually represents in this particular theory that he has. By the way, it's been going on for 3,000 years this way. It's happening. That there is a me time, a me generation, and there is a we generation. These are the zenith time, where it maxes out and it swings back down and goes to the we generation. It's pretty awesome how it works. For 3,000 years, he's saying, Roy Williams said, this has been taking place. No matter what's going on, it always happens this way. So when you have a me generation, he's not going to be talking about, we're going to talk about ourselves, about the we generation. But the me generation is more of Ronald Reagan and the individual that's rising up, and not only during that time. It's like, the me generation is about, I can do this, we can do this, tell me your dreams, honey, what do you want to do? And that's a powerful time where people have a sense of empowerment. And that lasts actually 20 years up. It goes for 20 years. And then once it reaches a zenith, it'll start coming down. And it takes 20 years to undo what we did. And we always carry a good thing too far. When we're right here during the time of the tipping point or the fulcrum of the pendulum, he says that I'm okay, you're okay, rainbows and unicorns. Everything's happy, everything's going good. But it doesn't stay there. It's going to go back up now into the we generation. It takes 20 years to go up, and it takes 20 years to be able to come down again. Now, this is the situation. When we start moving up in 20 years, what happens at this point, we start coming back. We always carry on and make a good thing. We take it too far. We always take it too far. It wasn't that it was bad. We just took it too far. But this is when things get crazy. The best way to describe this, he says, is you're okay, I'm not okay, and they start looking for heroes to be able to focus on. This is when Superman cartoon came out and Spider-Man and individuals that look for heroes to be able to deliver them. But it's also times, you know, where people like Hitler came out because they're looking for one person to be able to deliver them. Well, that happens there at the actual zenith, and it comes back down. It takes 20 years to undo all that stuff that we took too far again. And then all of a sudden we're back down to I'm okay, you're okay, and then it'll start going right into a we generation. It takes 20 years to be able to come up on a we. It goes into a time of crisis, and it starts coming down. It takes 20 years to come back down again. But this crisis is about I'm okay, you're not okay, and witch hunt. A witch hunt's taking place. This is when things like the Civil War took place in America. At this particular point, we had, you know, President Lincoln was here at this particular point. It's also a time when you had the witch trials that took place. This was at a pinnacle that was taking place at the calendar. Literally, they call it a witch hunt starts taking place. Well, guess what? In 2003, that's when we began in the West, started our we cycle. So in 2003 and 2013, and now we're at 2018. We're about to hit the peak of a we cycle. And that's why you're hearing people say today, we talked about it. He's moving from me to we. We had the community work center. You hear people see marching on the streets going, we need to be community. We need to work together. And so what happens, there's a crisis point right here. Something's going to happen. And you're looking at 2023, which is 5 years away from this program at this date. This is when crisis is going to hit right now. It matters who's going to be our president during that time. You want somebody who's going to be stable, who has a steadfast trust in the Constitution and all, because this is when, for example, the crisis in America, we had, FDR was there during the crisis. And so he began to calm everybody in the we generation and talk to them on the radio. But it's important because crisis could happen literally. People understand tribulation, that thing can happen as well during the time. That's how big the crisis is. But listen, this is Roy Williams explaining the we generation. Like I said, we're all the way here, about to hit the pinnacle point. Listen to Roy Williams talking to Glenn Beck.
So we took a good thing too far, wound up at the zenith of a me cycle, and then we go, hey, we got to go back. And so we slowly deflate the me. It doesn't go away overnight. It takes 20 years to get out of control. Takes 20 years to get back in balance. And then we go, okay, this thing that we've been hungering for, it's working together for the common good. Now let's go over here to the we. This is cool, okay? Now, when you're in a we cycle, it's about the group, the team, the collective. It's not about the individual. And you don't have to be the captain of the football team. You just need to be a productive player on the team. I just need to do my part. And they demand conformity for the common good. This is whenever productivity skyrockets, because it's all about conformity and teamwork. They applaud personal responsibility. Not individuality, not freedom, but responsibility. Freedom is the me, responsibility is the we. They're both good things. Neither one of these are bad things. There's not a mistake on the board, okay? But we always take a good thing too far. Let's look at how we take this too far, okay? Now, whereas the me believed one man is wiser than a million men, the we says no, a million men are wiser than one man, two heads are even better than one. The more people working on it, the better the outcome. And then they want to create a better world, not a better life. You see, that's where we've been since 2003. We've been in the upswing of a we cycle. It's your planet too, it's my planet, we're all in this together, do you recycle? Okay? And so the idea is it's about all of us, the collective, and it's about small actions. Now, this is where, in a me, we have big dreams. Tell me your dreams, honey. And in a we, it's kind of like, no, Save the cheap talk. Show me what you believe. Do it. That's a we.
That's why, and I love this, Google is not hiring. They don't care about your transcripts. They don't care what you did in college. What are you doing right now?
Exactly. Are you taking actions? And so the things you do.
And that's why millennials are all about action.
Absolutely. They're part of a we generation. It's what you say means nothing. Do it. Do something. What you do shows me who you are. But we always take a good thing too far, Glenn. We take a good thing too far. Now, this is where it's about to get scary because we're in a we cycle right now, okay?
I don't know. Number one, demands conformity for the common good. Kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Now, especially if you grew up in a me generation, as we both did.
Yes.
Now, they don't desire to be number one. They just desire to be a member of the team. I came, I saw, I concurred. I belong. Right now, the belonging needs, the sense of being part of a tribe, very powerful in a we generation. What happens is there is always some confusion in which way the wind is blowing, right at the tipping point between a we and a me or a me and a we, and we will carry forward some of the old behaviors and some of the old ways of thinking, not realizing that the earth has shifted beneath our feet and people's heads and hearts are in a different place now.
Not realizing that the earth has shifted beneath our feet. Listen, that's so important. That's where we are for 3,000 years. He studied it, he overlaid it, he's sourced it. You could read the whole book yourself, but understand that, you know, that's how the Lord works. If you look, there's seasons of this and there's seasons of that. There's a season and a time for everything, Ecclesiastes says, chapter 3. And in your business, you may be struggling with your business because you're actually marketing like it's a me generation and it's a we generation. This is a we generation. In regards to your business, we always talk about this at VFNKB, you know, what is your sitting area like? Do you have communal sitting areas where people sitting around and can talk? Or do you just have like hard furniture, no television, no coffee to be able to have?
Environment.
Yeah, create the environment. Starbucks figured that out. It made a lot of money that people didn't love coffee as much as they love the environment.
And the experience. What's the experience all about?
It's like in the church, needs to figure, there were people, it's how I thought prophetic word coming from
Jeremiah Johnson.
He said, drop the mic, get off the stage. What, that's a we generation saying, come spend some time with me.
We want to share life together.
Yes. And if you want a customer in this generation, if you want to be able to hire people in this generation, if you want to be able to minister to people in this generation, you have to understand it's a we generation. And I want you to share below with your comments, call us, email us. We love the fact that we're coming together as a tribe. You know, this is the we generation. That's why you're feeling like I need to connect. Don't just connect to anything. Maybe your call is to connect to VFNKB. Yes, we're all over the world, but we can connect. We can connect virtually all over the place. We had a virtual meeting even last night, working out some details, passing screens back and forth.
Powerful.
It was a powerful time. We got ways to be able to teach you how to do that at VFNKB.com. Sign up for the most recent webinar that's coming up. Get connected to our podcast. We got a daily podcast that comes out. You can listen to it to encourage you. Of course, we're right here, our channel, everything's going on. But comment below. We want to be able to hear from you. But coming up next, John, tell us what we have coming up
next. Listen, when we come back, we're going to have VFNKB Success Secrets. God's not just only into your success. We're into your success, too. And we want to help you in this season of your life be successful. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Ironically, our sense of self-esteem often comes from outside ourselves, and this is especially true in marriage.
Here's Dr. James Dobson with Family Talk.
Dr. Paul Brand was a flight surgeon during World War II. He tells in one of his books of a fine young man named Peter Foster, who was a Royal Air Force pilot. Foster flew a Hurricane, a fighter with a design flaw. The single propeller engine was mounted in the front, and the fuel lines had to go right by the cockpit. In a direct hit, the cockpit would instantly turn into an inferno before the pilot could eject. Now, many RAF pilots would undergo 10 or 20 surgeries after these incidents to reconstruct their faces. Peter Foster was one of those downed pilots whose face was burned beyond recognition. But Foster had the love of his family and the love of his fiancée. She assured him that nothing had changed except a few millimeters of skin. And 2 years later, they were married. Foster said of his wife, "She became my mirror. She gave me a new image of myself. When I look at her, she gives me a warm, loving smile that tells me I'm okay." That's the way marriage works best. It was intended as a mutual admiration society that builds the self-esteem of both partners and overlooks a million flaws that would otherwise be obvious.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. If you missed the earlier part of our program, oh my goodness, we're going to have so much more about the pendulum theory and how to market and function and minister in the we generation that we're in. It's fun. I mean, we love the we generation because, you know, you get to hang with people.
We're better together. Yeah. That's why.
And whether we're in a me or we generation, the church is always in a we generation.
That's right.
And so it's just so important to be able to do that. Well, I think about, you know, VFNKB's success secrets. So many people, John, maybe this is you. You know, you're so upset, you're walking around angry because somebody did this and somebody did that, and you let them take your joy, you let them take your happiness, and it could be somebody that didn't drive right on the road, and people will carry all day long this, and it's like, you are responsible, not just for raising money and earning money for your food and shelter, but for your happiness. Even in, thank God in America, even our Constitution says everybody has a chance to be able to pursue happiness.
That's right.
So I think about this. I think about T.D. Jakes talking about, you know, you are responsible for your own happiness. So one of our VFNKB success secrets, lining up here what T.D. Jakes is saying, is you got to get a hold of your happiness. If you're not happy, your employees are not going to be happy. Your customers are looking at you like, you think I'm really going to buy this product or service from you? Mm-hmm. Your people you're ministering to is like, is that your Jesus? You know, I don't want none of that. You're so sad. And it's like, you know what? God's going to get happy. Be joyful in all things. Listen to what T.D. Jakes has to say about owning your own happiness.
Yeah, I've written 5 simple steps that really helps no matter who you are, what walk of life you're in. Number one, you have to own your own happiness. Take it away from other people demanding that they make you happy. Your kids are not going to make you happy. Your spouse is not going to make you happy. A big house is not going to make you happy. Own your own happiness and be responsible for doing those things that bring joy into your own heart, independently of life and people and money and all of that stuff.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily give you a happiness. You have to take responsibility of that peace and that joy that lives inside of your heart and not inside of your stuff.
Wow.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And the second thing that I think people need to do is challenge their own story, because people torment themselves by how they see their life. They've told themselves a story as if it were the truth when it is really a perspective truth. And sometimes you've narrated a story that you beat yourself to death with. Challenge your own story. Change the way you talk to yourself about who you are and what happened to you and what you're going to do in your life. You wrote the script. Change the story. Change the dialogue. You can, am I right? You know?
Yeah.
The third thing that I think is very important is to enjoy the journey, not the destination. A lot of us delay our happiness. When I get to this level, when I get my degree, when I get the kids, when I get married, I'm going to be happy. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the whole step, the whole process. Every day that you get up to strive for whatever it is you're after. You know I'm a goal-oriented guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't celebrate when you get to the finish line. Celebrate all along the way. Celebrate all along the way.
Yeah, man. You have to learn to celebrate all along the way. Understand every day's a beautiful day. And I want to encourage you right now. There's some people out there, you're thinking like life is over, I'm going to end it. Listen, act like you ended everything else and begin again to own your own happiness. Understand, you can do that. We can connect with you with VFNKB. We got some secrets to be able to help you out. That's a VFNKB success secrets to own your own happiness. I want to pray with you right now. We got to go. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We bless our tribe. We bless our community. God, we pray that you inspire and encourage the educators, the business leaders, the ministers. Father God, the people that are in theater, all of them. Lord, we just bless them right now. Father God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen
your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God and survive in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better, be absolutely resolved to know his voice better, and we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, that's so very, very important because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, that you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. Yeah. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you, a simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.